Hey, it's Chad here at Worldwide Sax. I've lined up four alto saxes for your sound file today. The plan is to do a blind study, so I'll tell you about each model and which one is which at the very end. I will disclose my mouthpiece here in the beginning. It's my standard bench mouthpiece, the Woodwind Co. Bob Carpenter refaced the tip to about 74, 75 thousandths, and a 2.5 reed. So of the four saxes, some sort of blend. There's a Selmer, there's a Martin, there's a Conn, there's a King. And that's what I'll give you. Saxophone number one. Here's saxophone number two. It might be playing a little rough, so give it some grace. Saxophone number three. Your saxophone number four. Well, that concludes the sample. Here's your last chance to stop the recording. I'll disclose the saxes in order now. Saxophone number one was a Conn 6M. Saxophone number two was a Selmer USA Omega. Number three was a The Martin Alto. Number four was a King Super 20. Extra details here. The Conn 6M was a Stamp 8, silver plate, number 309,000. date was 1942. So it plays great. I love sound. It's got a big ring to it. Number two was a Selmer USA Omega from 1980s, serial number 824,000. And it's playing a little rough. It's not yet rebuilt. I still think there's a ton of unlocked potential in its clarity with some new pads on it. Number three, the Martin Alto. 1953, serial number 184,000. And plays really easy. Just came off the bench. Number four was a King Super 20, serial number 367,000. And that's a great serial number for 1959. The real trick in that one, I have to say, the key ingredient to that is that its pad setup does not have resonators. So the King Super 20 sound doesn't sound probably traditional to what you would expect, especially with a good serial number and good era there. Well, I can't wait to hear this one back. Let me know what you think.